Good morning, everybody. I just want to tell you how thankful I am to know that you are joining me in prayer today. Each day I try to give you a little devotion followed by prayer. I try to give you something to think about. Now, this isn't to take up the place of prayer throughout the day, and certainly isn't meant to take place of other times that you spend time with God, but just want to guide us as a church through some things that I feel are just so important for us as Christians to pray about and to think about. Today, as many of you know, is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's the 18th of January, and today we celebrate this man who was a civil rights leader, who was also a Southern Baptist pastor, and he had a message that I would kind of wrap up into to one word, and that's a message of love. He wasn't about violence. He wasn't about doing things that would cause more problems or make things worse. There's a couple things I want to share with you that Jesus said and what he says about how we're to handle other people. He says this, he says in Luke chapter 6, he says, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Matthew 5 also talks about, if you only love those who love you or greet those who greet you, how are you any different from the heathens? And so it says that we're to be set apart. He also says in John 13, he says, by this all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. So today I just want to encourage you, despite what's going on in the news, despite the hate that fills the airwaves and the TV and the news channels, and I just encourage you today to pray with me about helping God helping us to love better, especially those that are difficult to love. Would you pray with me? God, I just want to thank you so much for everybody who joins me each day. And we know that there's power in prayer. We know, Lord, that you hear our prayers. And we know, Father, that you want to grow us in our faith. And Lord, one of those things that we want to pray about today is the division in our country. And Lord, we just pray that as Christians, we would step up, that we wouldn't have words of hate, actions of hate, or even thoughts of hate, Lord, that you would purify our minds. Lord, we know so many things go on that are unfair. We know that there are people who are opposing each other. We know people who are mistreated. We know that there are people who are accused of mistreatment. And Lord, we just ask that you would, through a miraculous event, just move our country towards you, and that we could have so many people come to know you, that our commonality of being children of God and belonging to Jesus Christ outweighs the things that set us apart from each other. Lord, I just thank you so much that you're working on our hearts. I thank you so much that there are so many people listening to these messages that have that desire to grow and to be closer to you. And Jesus, you know, you talk about the importance of obeying your commands, and you command us to love one another, that we're to be set apart, we're to be different, we're to be righteous, not self-righteous, but just righteous, just upright, pure in heart. And Lord, we just thank you so much that you're working on us one day at a time, one step at a time. And Lord, we recognize that we're not there yet. None of us are, and I'm not. Just thank you for taking us where we're at, Lord, and growing us in your ways. Go with us throughout the day today. May we reflect you. May people see us and they see a reflection of the Jesus that we follow, that we serve, and that we love, and by loving one another. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a wonderful day.